Good morning. I'm Anthony Garcia, filling in for Charlie Swanson on this morning's Sonoma Spotlight. This morning in the Spotlight, the Billie Holiday Project, happening Saturday, September 7th at the Mystic Theater in Petaluma. I'm joined by Stella Heath, vocalist and bandleader of the Billie Holiday Project. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, tell us, how did you all meet and get together?
Well, I spent about a year, so all of 2018, sort of researching Billie Holiday, putting the concept for the show together. And then once I'd done most of my research, I just started to gather together band members. And the first one that I really wanted to really work with was Neil Angelo Fontano, who's another Petaluman, actually. We're excited to be coming back to the Mystic for a homecoming show. And so he's just a wonderful pianist. He has an older style, kind of stride style, and just fits with the Billie Holiday music perfectly. And then we, through a mutual friend, got introduced to Trevor Kinsel on bass. And he's fun and adds a great element to the band. And then for this show, we are going to have Michael Fortunato on saxophone and clarinet. He splits his time between Texas and Sonoma County, and he's just a really excellent player. And then we have Spike Klein on the drums, who's from Marin County.
Great. And how do you select which songs you'd like to play?
It's really like what resonates with me. You know, Billie had a huge repertoire of songs, and it was interesting, you know, putting it together in 2018 was the time of the Me Too movement and a lot of just political upheaval. And so Billie has some songs that are about, you know, men that mistreat the woman and going back and loving them anyway. And I wasn't able to myself sing those, though a lot of those songs I really love. So I gravitated more toward her songs that are more powerful for women. But it's really like she would say herself, I can't sing a song unless I feel it, unless I resonate with it in some way. And so it's just similar for me. You know, I choose the songs that I really feel like I connect to.
What are your influences growing up musically?
Oh, huge kind of range of influences. Louis Armstrong is one of my deepest and greatest loves. He was in my ear from a very young age. And then from Louis Armstrong, I branched out into all kind of the jazz greats and different genres of jazz. And Billie was in there and a lot of the other great vocalists of her time and a little bit later, Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan, Nina Simone, those ladies. And then I love world music, and I have ever since I was a kid. So, you know, like Buena Vista Social Club was a huge one that I listened to when I was young. And then I love French music. My other band is a lot of French music, so Edith Piaf. And then I just love right now finding all these contemporary artists around the world that are making really cool music and incorporating that into sort of my own style as well.
Nice. And connecting with the local scene, mm-hmm. Are you guys playing out as well in different cities, in different regions in the country?
The Billie Holiday Project is playing out in different regions of the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. My other band, French Oak, soon to be named band Django Collective, we're more local because, you know, some of my band members have kids and families and it's hard to travel as far away. So we're more local, but it's still fun. It's fun to do such widely different music, but still in the jazz vein.
And how can people find out more information about the Billie Holiday Project?
So there's a website, www.billieholidayproject.com. And then we're on Facebook.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Stella, for joining us today.
Thank you.
That is the Billie Holiday Project, happening Saturday, September 7th at the Mystic Theater in Petaluma, 23 Petaluma Boulevard North. You can find out more information at mystictheater.com. I'm Anthony Garcia, filling in for Charlie Swanson on this morning's Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day. Sonoma Spotlight is produced at KRCB Studios in Rohnert Park. Charlie Swanson is Sonoma Spotlight's host, Wendy Nicholson, producer, and Steve Birch, engineer. Sonoma Spotlight airs weekday mornings at 7:53 a.m. inside Morning Edition. Today's and previous Sonoma Spotlights are available online at radio.krcb.org/RSS and as a podcast on iTunes.